Lasso. This morning we return to the meditative cultivation of compassion. And in accordance with a trend or a pattern that's very common throughout all of Buddhism, we move from the coarse to the subtle. So we've seen that in our three shamatha modes. What's easier than just lying on your back and being aware that you're breathing? And then you go from there into the very rarefied atmosphere of awareness, but step by step. So it's, I think, a very, very smart strategy, very meaningful strategy. And likewise, when we attend to the reality of suffering, arousing the yearning that we may be all free, not only of this, of suffering itself, but for its from its underlying causes, to wish to be free of suffering. Every sentient being has that wish. To identify the causes of suffering, that takes some wisdom. And we so easily err. And so in the spirit of moving from coarse to subtle this morning, I'd like to focus on the reality of blatant suffering, that which is obviously suffering to humans, animals, other sentient beings alike, whether it's suffering arising in the body, suffering arising in the mind, suffering that arises personally, suffering that arises very much in our relationship with other human beings, the environment, and so on. So blatant suffering. I will once again relate these three dimensions of suffering, the blatant suffering, the suffering of change, and then more, let's say, existential suffering, to what are called the three root poisons of the mind, of hatred, of attachment, and ignorance or delusion. And among these three, hatred, attachment, and delusion, the only one that is just obviously painful, right up front, in your face, is hatred. Attachment, greed, desire can feel quite good. And delusion doesn't feel much one way or another, because you're deluded, right? But there it is, among the three, there is certainly a salient cause of suffering, of blatant, manifest suffering. So as we attend to, again, sentient beings, so important to bring some finesse, some precision, some clarity to the practice. Well, first of all, with the recognition that the cultivation of compassion is not simply the cultivation of an emotion, right? Empathy is an emotion, very important. Compassion is an aspiration. And here we are in this secluded environment, this rather quasi-utopian environment. And it would be so easy for us here, and certainly for people outside, to think that what we're doing here is kind of irrelevant, frankly. I mean, good for us. Oh, you took 2 months off. That must have been very nice. Phuket, I've heard, is a really beautiful place. You meditated. Oh, how nice for you. That must have been really peaceful. Welcome back to the real world when you're finished, when your money runs out, or your merit runs out one way or another. How nice for us that we can isolate ourselves from what so many people call the real world. But it's precisely that, so that we do not isolate ourselves in any way, except for merely the body put into seclusion for a while, that we're emphasizing the four immeasurables in addition to shamatha, which is a type of isolation, which is a type of temporary withdrawal, so that we can go deeper into sanity and then come out back into the world with exceptional mental balance, mental health, inner well-being, and really have something to share with others that is of great value. So here we are in this secluded environment, this very safe, this very pleasant environment, cultivating compassion. And what's the point? What's the point? Perhaps that doesn't even need an answer. Maybe it's self-evident. But to give one answer, and then we'll go to the meditation, is the cultivation of compassion, if it is effective, if it truly arouses from the heart this aspiration, which easily can be triggered to turn into an intention, a motivation, not simply a desire or yearning. Many desires and yearnings never cross the threshold into intention, into motivation, let alone action. It's just a desire, hanging like a cloud in midair. The cultivation of compassion gives rise to the yearning, the desire, the aspiration. And if this is authentic, then as we step off the meditation cushion and as we emerge from the mind center, I so love the name of this place, as we emerge from the mind center and come out into the world, insofar as we've been cultivating compassion, we come out poised. Poised. To attend to the reality of others' suffering and to be aroused to act, to be of service, to alleviate suffering. That's what the practice is for. So let's practice. If we are to bring peace to the world, we cannot bring what we lack ourselves. We cannot share with others what we don't have. So let's begin by cultivating a sense of peace within in the body and the mind by settling the body in its natural state, the respiration in its natural rhythm, and settling the mind at ease, still, and clear. By way of mindfulness of breathing. And then arouse your imagination, your memory, and your intelligence. as you direct your attention to others, individuals or communities, who are suffering here and now because of the forces of nature, no one's fault. Resulting in great physical suffering, mental distress. Let your attention alight where it will, then focus clearly. Until the barrier between self and other begins to fade, and others' challenges, their difficulties, their sufferings become real for you, and you care about them, as you do for your own well-being, your own distress. And with each in-breath arouse the yearning, may you, like myself, may you be free of suffering and the causes of suffering. With each in-breath, imagine as you venture into the realm of possibility. Imagine the darkness of the world's suffering and the causes of suffering converging in upon your own heart in the form of darkness, but dissolving and being extinguished utterly in this orb of incandescent, limitless light at your heart, and imagine the world becoming free. Turn your attention, if you will, to those in today's world who are suffering from political oppression, who are deprived of their basic human rights, who can be imprisoned, tortured, and put to death for any reason whatsoever, simply because they are deemed to be endangering the security of the state, which is nothing other than challenging the power of those who hold the reins of tyranny. Attend to those who lack the freedoms we enjoy. Imagine them becoming free, here and now. For the remainder of the session, let your attention roam at will, alight where it will, on those who are experiencing blatant suffering, physical pain, mental distress, and practice as before. In this way, we cultivate a mind of compassion, which grows over time as we nurture it. But now put your mind to rest. Release all images, all objects, all aspirations. Release your mind. And let your awareness come to rest in its own place, holding its own ground, illuminating its own nature. And in this way, by releasing, grasping onto all that obstructs the flow of compassion, allow this innate heart of compassion to arise of its own accord. Also, enjoy your day.